The cholera outbreak began near a United Nations peacekeeping base housing Nepalese soldiers. The strain of cholera that raced across Haiti is nearly identical to the predominant strain in Southeast Asia. It's widely believed in Haiti that overflowing outhouses at the UN compound were the source of the deadly outbreak, and an investigation led by French researchers drew a similar conclusion. In the coming weeks, Partners in Health plans to launch an unprecedented and somewhat controversial vaccination campaign against the disease. John Lasher says ultimately the way to eliminate cholera from Haiti is through building water and sewage treatment systems, but he says that could take years.
While we're waiting, we know that there's a safe and effective oral cholera vaccine that can help prevent people from getting cholera again. Why wouldn't we do that? I think it would be certainly expected anywhere else in the world.
But the vaccination proposal has been criticized by some Haitians and questioned by some other aid agencies. Partners in Health is planning to use a relatively new vaccine, Shanchal. Because of limited global supply of the drug, as well as logistical concerns, Partners in Health is only planning to offer it to 100,000 people, or just 1% of the Haitian population. The platform of Haitian human rights organizations issued a statement last month saying the money for a vaccine campaign should be invested instead in upgrading water and sewage systems. Wendy Lai, the medical director in Haiti for the Swiss Arm of Doctors Without Borders, says her group has decided not to participate in the vaccine campaign.
I guess my concern is that when people talk about vaccines, they sort of think it's going to be the magic bullet and, you know, wipe out cholera forever. And it's not, some vaccines are like that almost, you know, smallpox was, but the cholera vaccine's not like that.
According to the World Health Organization, Shanchal's efficacy rate ranges from 45% to 86%, and people immunized with Shanchal would need to be revaccinated every 2 or 3 years. Lai questions how effective this limited campaign will be, and she says she's concerned it could be a distraction.
You know, the best vaccine for cholera is a water and sanitation system.
Another issue is that Haiti has a very poor record when it comes to immunization campaigns. Coverage rates in Haiti for established routine vaccines, such as measles, rubella, and polio, are extremely low. The country director for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, John Vertefe, says public health experts are very interested in seeing how this vaccine campaign goes.
Cholera vaccine has never been used in an acute ongoing epidemic of cholera, and so there are some unanswered questions about how effective the vaccine will be in this population.
He says the CDC supports the vaccination drive, but he adds that improving Haitians' access to treated water and sanitation remain the top priorities right now in this outbreak. Partners in Health officials say the bottom line for them is that the cholera vaccine is one more tool that could save lives, and they plan to start the first round of vaccinations in February or March. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.